Hey brother, it's Dan with Good Guys to Great Men. Thanks again for watching today. I wanted to do a very short video about a topic that comes up a lot in conversations that I have with men. I had one just today with a guy, and he's talking about the intimacy or the connection in the relationship and how when they do connect, when they are intimate, whether that's just cuddling, whether that's having sex, whether that's flirting and playing and having fun, they always enjoy it, right? They have a great time. When they go out, they have fun. But at home, when he wants to talk about stuff, when he wants to bring stuff up that's around intimacy and connection, and yes, sex, because we all love sex, and he wants to be able to talk about that stuff openly, vulnerably with her, she shuts down or she gets upset and they end up having arguments. And he's going, we have a really good basis of our relationship. It's really kind, it's really loving. We care about each other a lot. We've got kids, we have a great family. We have a great relationship. So what the hell's going on? Why can we talk about all this other stuff and yet when we talk about this one thing, it always ends badly? So I wanted to give you just a simple little understanding of what you can do in that kind of situation. Sometimes we will give advice, and you'll have seen it in other videos, where we're saying, don't argue. Just don't argue, right? Don't argue for a week or 2 weeks. That's more for situations where there's anger happening and when there's lots of arguments happening. In this situation, it's not lots of arguments, but whenever this particular topic comes up, connection, intimacy, vulnerability, emotions, sex, the good stuff, whenever that stuff comes up, it ends up going to an argument. So in that situation, when you find yourself in an argument, there are three things that you can do, three routes you can go down. Route one is give up, throw your hands up, accept how the other person is being, and give up on yourself, right? Give up on your self-respect, give up on the thing that you want, and just acquiesce to whatever the other person wants. This is what the nice guy does, tries to avoid all kind of conflict. You are giving yourself away, you're giving your power away, you're giving away your ability to lead anything in that situation. Option two is you can fight to the death. I am going to win this. I'm going to prove to you that what I'm saying is right. And it's really important that we talk about this stuff. And how are you expecting us to have a good relationship if we don't work on this? Blah, 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 blah. So option two is fight to the to the death. Problem with that is you might win the argument, but you're going to end up with someone who's harboring some resentment. There's some bitterness in there. And that's going to play out for the next few days, maybe even longer, maybe into the next time you have cuddles, maybe into the next time that you're having sex. It may still be in there. So you might have won the argument, but you didn't really win anything because now you're dealing with a slightly different, slightly more disconnected person. Option three is find something in her to appreciate. So turn this argument into something positive. I love to say to guys, every moment is an opportunity for connection and leadership. So in this moment, we're arguing about this thing. What can I do in this moment to be able to turn it into a point of connection and a point of leadership? Where do I want to take it? I don't have to stay in this argument. I don't want to give up on it. I don't want to battle to the end. How can I lead it somewhere different that's going to create some connection? Maybe you would say to her, you know what? I love how you stand by your values. I love how this is really important for you and you want to stand up for it. And I respect that. And that's one of the things that I find really attractive about you. Neither of us are necessarily going to find a solution to this right now. But I tell you what, I just enjoy watching you get a little bit fiery and you bring some playful energy into that interaction. You bring some of what we would call the lover energy into your interaction, and you change it, you flip it into a point of connection. You show her something about her that is attractive to you. Reach in there somewhere and find something that's attractive to you. Could be anything. And so oftentimes I'll talk about this as there'll be points in your past where she's been upset, she's been angry, she's been tired or overwhelmed, and you've made some kind of joke or made some kind of comment, sarcastic comment, whatever it is, and you see just the tiniest little corner of her mouth or her eye twitch, and you can see that you made her laugh. She may not have laughed out loud, but somehow you've got a little bit of humor in there, and she's like, motherfucker, how did he break? I want to be pissed off with him now, but he's snap me out of it, right? You have the ability to do that. It's a wonderful thing. But Both of us have the ability to do that. She can do that for us sometimes, and you can do that for her. It is an awesome way of connecting. It's an awesome way of creating leadership in that moment. So if you can bring humor, best possible thing ever. This is where there's an article, I'll link it in the description, that we wrote before, which is around Jane Pretty when mad, right? Just bringing some humor, some lightness into this. We don't need to have an argument around this. Actually, we can talk about this stuff and it'd be fun and it'd be light and it'd be a point of connection. So that's what I wanted to give you today. This is some of the stuff that we talk about with guys all the time. I'd love to help you move forward with that. Come to the website, goodguystogreatmen.com with a number 2, and we will talk to you more about that stuff then. Cheers, guys. See ya. Bye.